leading fundraiser of the ruling British Labour Party was arrested this week. Police in the United Kingdom are investigating what amounts to a loans for lordship scandal. Leading business figures are said to have been offered seats in Britain's upper house of Parliament, the House of Lords, in return for lending large sums of money to Tony Blair's Labour Party. Ironically, some political commentators blame the scandal on Mr. Blair's attempts to reform the House of Lords and make it more democratic. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
When those chroniclers of Victorian hypocrisy, W.S. Gilbert and Arthur Sullivan, parodied the British House of Lords in their 1882 operetta Iolanthe, they portrayed their lordships as a bunch of overprivileged, underintelligent, upper-class twits. We are peers of highest station, paragons of legislation, pillars of the British nation, sang the Lords. More than 100 years later, Prime Minister Tony Blair decided to change all that. Plans were drawn up for an elected upper chamber. As part of a gradual transition, most of the hereditary peerages were scrapped and replaced temporarily by appointed members of the House of Lords. Former Conservative Member of Parliament, now political columnist Matthew Paris, says Tony Blair has caused the current problems for himself.
Ironically, the reforms that Tony Blair has made to the House of Lords make this sort of alleged peddling of honours easier, because in the past a very large proportion of the House of Lords were hereditary. Now almost all the House of Lords, there's a small rump of hereditaries, almost all the House of Lords are appointed, so the opportunity to make these appointments in exchange for cash has been expanded.
And that's what some say Lord Michael Levy has done. Levy is the close confidant and tennis partner of Tony Blair and the Labour Party's main political fundraiser. He raised the equivalent of $25 million for Blair's re-election campaign last year, largely through undeclared loans. Four of the men who lent large sums of money were later nominated for seats in the House of Lords. Neil O'May is Lord Levy's lawyer.
It's not clear what the allegations are, but Lord Levy very vigorously denies any wrongdoing.
Levy was questioned and released on bail without charge, but the accusations of loans for lordships have further damaged the Blair government, already hit by sexual and financial scandals. Many Labour Party members of Parliament, like Jeremy Corbyn, say this particular issue goes to the heart of what the Labour Party stands for.
I think a lot of people are very disturbed. Our party was founded by ordinary people and ordinary trade unionists in order to ensure parliamentary representation for the ordinary people. We don't want politics sold to the richest and most powerful in the land. This investigation has got to go all the way.
And going all the way means the possibility that Tony Blair himself may be questioned by the police. Bow, bow, you lower middle classes, Gilbert and Sullivan's Lords have sung since 1882. The modern British political system is less class-ridden than it was, but the robes, ermine and power associated with being a Lord of the Realm are as attractive as ever, and Tony Blair, in trying to modernise Britain, might have created a trap for himself from which it may be difficult to escape. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.